Chapter 2, Introduction to the P5 Rocket Strategy. Have you ever wondered why some organizations fly efficiently and effectively and others crash and burn? The answer lies in the P5 Rocket. You will learn that each of the components is important of its own accord, but when optimized in combination, true transformation happens. The components of the rocket include purpose, your vision for the future. Where do you want your organization to go and why? Product. What value does your organization provide to clients today and why? Performance. How do you measure performance on your path from where you are today to where you want to go in the future? People. Who is your leadership team and do you have the right people engaged in the right seats? Process. How effective and efficient are your processes in supporting your team? And finally, human energy. This is the rocket fuel that propels your organization. How engaged and energized are your employees in propelling your organization towards your compelling vision of the future? It's summed up simply like this. Clearly aligned processes enable your team to optimize performance to ultimately fulfill your organization's purpose. In order for an organization to be extremely high performing, it requires that all of these elements work cohesively together. Lack of a common purpose leads to resistance and severely restricts your organization from reaching your destination. If you don't know where you are going and why it's important to get there, then it will be incredibly difficult for your team to imagine on their own. Setting vision and purpose are core functions of leadership. These are not tasks that can be delegated or pushed aside. Leaders must set the course and engage our teams to grow together with common purpose. Product is a subset of your organization's purpose when it's defined in the following way. Your product is the value you create for customers that compels them to buy from you. Why is your product important to your clients? And further, why have you chosen to create value for your clients with the product or services that you provide today? The product or service that you provide today is your current state. The vision you have for where you want to go in the future is your future state. The gap between these enables the creation of your roadmap to success. Outlining your customer's journey is an outstanding method of articulating the value you create and the gaps that exist in your pursuit of excellence. Lack of performance metrics and alignment makes it incredibly difficult to validate where you are today and how you're performing, confirming that you're on course to get where you want your organization to go. Imagine for a moment being on a rocket with no idea of where you are currently at. If you are unable to articulate your current state, purpose, and product, then it will be incredibly difficult to ensure you are pointing and moving in the right direction. The other gauges you need to indicate direction, speed, and other vital information that leadership needs to make wise decisions to course correct as needed. If different departments have metrics that are misaligned with each other, this can cause confusion amongst leadership, which ultimately flows throughout your organization. Are all of your leadership seats filled with the right people, focused and engaged on a common goal? This is the people part of your rocket. In business school, we were taught that the purpose of a board was to maximize shareholder value. As I've gained experience, I've come to understand that this means different things to different individuals and organizations. Maximizing value for a nonprofit is very different than maximizing value for a for-profit entity. A shared purpose with common values becomes essential to your organization's success. In order to be successful, you must identify why you do the things you do. Answering this question will help you define what maximizing your team's efforts looks like. Clearly aligned, optimized processes enable your team to drive performance and ultimately fulfill your organization's purpose. Which of your processes are restricting your organization from reaching its full potential? Ultimately, the human energy of your organization propels it forward. Last year, I gained a client. Their processes had been disrupted in a big way. And what happened was that people had become frustrated. They had created anxiety. They were bumping into each other and they were overlapping each other with frustration. What we found was when we first approached them about creating new processes and documenting their processes, the people resisted. They felt that there was a challenge. They felt they didn't have time to do it. But the end result, as they went through this and as they clarified their processes and as they figured out who was responsible for doing what and how and why, as those things became clear, the energy in their organization improved exponentially by 2 to 3 times using anonymous surveys that we used to help the team look at where were they at in the beginning of the year in terms of clarity of their role, in terms of stress level, in terms of work-life balance, in terms of these types of things being overworked. The clarity that came from aligning their processes had the effect of completely changing the human energy in that organization. In the next chapters, you will gain a deeper perspective about what each of these components are and how they fit together. You will also be posed with questions and challenges to alleviate pain, minimize risks, and dramatically improve the profitability of your organization. We will start with the bottom of the rocket, the process, and work our way to the top, the purpose. We will not do this sequence because of the order of importance, but rather to help you understand how each of these components must work together in order for your organizational rocket ship to get where it needs to go. Remember, clearly aligned processes enable your team to optimize performance and to ultimately fulfill your organization's purpose.